down the field, a charging team that will not yield, can win the blue and silver wave. Stand and cheer the brave, rah, rah, rah! Go hard, win the game, with honor you will keep your fame. Down the field and gang, a Lions victory, go!
Hello and welcome everybody to Why Should Your Team Win? You guys, this is normally a hockey podcast, but there's nothing really going on in hockey right now. It's January, playoffs are ways away. But you know what has happened right now? Football. And it's not my genre typically, but my guest here is a huge Lions fan. We're going to talk about this wild card game coming up. So please welcome to the show, Kai.
What up? Ba-da-bum, 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 ba-da-bum. It's fucking Perfect. Football, y'all. Yeah, the Red Wings are only at like 500. They were pretty good at the beginning of the season. They've kind of fallen off. You know, it is what it is. They're mid, might make the playoffs. That'll be enough for us this season. It's time to talk about football.
Yes, I mean, Michigan football is buzzing. The Wolverines won, what, a couple weeks ago?
National champs, baby! Go blue!
Did you watch that?
Oh, no, I was doing something else, but like, that's only because I knew. Here's the thing. When you know you've got it in the bag, you don't even have to watch the game. That's just going to stress you out and get you a little fatter because you're eating a bunch of nachos. That game was well in hand once Michigan. The real playoff was the week before, and that was a thrilling game. Bama versus Michigan was an all-timer.
Oh, nice.
They fucking retired goddamn Nick Saban, sent his ass to the fucking woods. That's the real championship. This one afterwards was just kind of like a cool down period where, you know, you don't want anyone getting cramps or anything. So they have to beat up on a very, very inferior opponent in Washington. So yeah, Michigan, national champions.
Well, we're hoping some of that magic rubs off on the Lions. I mean,
that's right.
But tell me, you know, I always ask this, how did you get to be a Lions fan?
Oh, generational curse. Like all Lions fans, very, very few come to it because they're like, wow, that's a fun, exciting, and good team. I'm going to bandwagon it. This is mostly just passed down like syphilis from parent to child, in the womb as you escape the birth canal. So my grandma, my family comes from Michigan. You know, grandpa came into Michigan to deal with the Dutch elm disease. He famously did not solve it. So in many strings of failures in our family. But along the way, he got really into Detroit Lions football. They were very good back in the 50s. They won the championship a few times. Mm-hmm. My grandma bled Honolulu blue. She passed that on to all her kids, even though they moved into Northwest Ohio, which is traditionally Cleveland Browns territory. They're only about an hour south of Detroit. So my mom loves the Lions. She passed that on down to me, which was really easy to do because when I was a kid, we had Barry Sanders. He was a lot of fun to watch, even though the team was dog shit most of the time. And we lived in Vikings and Green Bay territory for a good part of
I was going to say, you know, growing up, I was not a football fan. But, you know, everyone was wearing Vikings gear all the time or maybe Green Bay, but not a lot of Detroit people unless you were wearing a Barry Sanders jersey. I do remember that was prevalent in the early 90s.
Yeah, you may have seen one or two Herman Moore wide receiver uniforms. But yeah, for the most part, it's all Barry Sanders. He's the only playmaker we really had. He kicked ass.
But yeah, speaking of players, who's your favorite past or present?
I mean, it's Barry all the way. We don't have a rich tradition of good players up until very, very recently. So that's all good anyways. Like, it's Bobby Lane back in the 50s, 40 years of nothing. And then like in the late 80s, Barry Sanders and Herman Moore show up and we start having some players that you can remember their name. So it's Barry. Barry's the greatest running back of all time in the entire league. It's not particularly close, though some people say maybe Jim Brown or Walter Payton, but that's literally the pantheon he's in. It's those three guys.
Yeah, and I remember when he retired, he got shit on because they're like, he's only been in the league for 10 years. I'm like, that's a car crash every Sunday for 10 years. Give the guy a break.
That 10 years, he like racked up almost 20,000 yards and, you know, 11 touchdowns per season and basically put the team on his back every goddamn game. Yeah. So well,
I really respect him if he walked away to save his body. I mean, he could have slugged out a couple more years for sure. He could have taken Sweetness's record, you know, before Emmett Smith and all that.
Easily. I think he would have out, and I think Emmett's even on the record as saying, like, listen, Barry was a much better running back than me. I was on the Dallas Cowboys, which had, you know, a variety of receiving options and a great defense and an all-time
and
quarterback.
Emmett just played for 100 years. That's why he broke the record. I mean, he broke
and
it as a
also,
Cardinal or something.
But there's a documentary that just came out last year on Amazon Prime called Bye Bye Barry that kind of gets into why Barry Sanders left. And it's a thing where, you know, his body was getting beat up an awful lot, and he was thinking about, you know, taking care of himself. He had seen a few teammates get paralyzed on the field. Like the Lions have that's a one rich tradition we definitely have is a lot of paralyzed players like in the middle of the game. The team wasn't really going anywhere. They had a chance, I guess, to sign Joe Montana, this like one quarterback that not a lot of people have heard of.
Yeah,
But like
who?
the team management was like, we don't need that. We have Barry. Yeah. And it's like, you fucking idiots. And so, yeah, there's a lot of that kind of shit. And he was just like, you know what? Fuck this. It's not worth it.
So that's a past player who's a current player right now, maybe on the team right now, who you love to cheer for.
There's a lot of guys I like to cheer for on the team now. It's a pretty likable team. We've got a young rookie named Jahmyr Gibbs. He's our running back. He's no Barry, but no one is. But that's the sad tragedy of anyone who's a running back on this team from now on, is they're going to be like, are they Barry Sanders? Yeah, they're okay then. But yeah, he's a lot of fun. He can catch. He can run. He's very elusive, so he'll get the ball and then just break it for 15 yards through like five guys, which is very Barry Sanders-esque. We have a linebacker, Aiden Hutchinson, that we drafted last year. He's a lot of fun. He's, you know, constantly getting after the quarterback. And that's my favorite thing, is yelling like, get his ass, when the quarterback is dancing around back there. And Hutchinson gets his ass pretty regularly. So I like him a lot, too.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, I'm so out of the loop. The last football game I watched was when the Broncos won in 2016. So that's how out of the loop I am. Usually, you know, I'm kind of pay attention to all sports, but since I'm so far away from it.
An all-time football memory for me, since you brought up the Broncos, a little tangent here. We were in Denver during the Tebow years.
Yeah.
And we went to the bar with you to watch the playoff game because Tebow had Tebowed their way into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they went to overtime against the Steelers, and we were sitting there watching as they just beat them in overtime on that crazy like 80-yard broke busted ass play. And it was like the Steelers just got fucked by Tim goddamn Tebow.
Yeah, that was.
And then, like, the next week, the Patriots blew him out by 50 or something, because Bill Belichick doesn't fuck around.
Yeah, no, I remember it was at the Elm. It was a Boston bar, but it was one of the best football bars to watch a game. Yeah. Tim Tebow, I feel sorry for that guy.
But I don't feel sorry for him at all.
No, I mean, the thing is, I didn't understand. This is my lack of knowledge of football, but he would win these fucking games, right? Like, all season, he was doing these miracles, like Jesus take the ball, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, he was cut from the team. And I was just, you know, and there's a lot of people saying, like, well, he was good in college. He won two Heismans back to back or something. And
yeah,
they're like,
he
can't play in the NFL. And what does that mean? That in the NFL.
Well, the college game is a little different from the NFL. In the college game, it's a lot of running. So the quarterbacks are expected to be mobile, run the ball around a lot. They have multiple running backs in the backfield. They'll have wide receivers in the backfield. And it's a lot of making the first guy miss, and then you can get a bunch of yardage. In the NFL proper, it's very much you have to be able to throw the ball 20, 30 yards. You have to be able to hit a guy moving at 20 miles an hour between two defenders who are also moving at 20 miles an hour, get it right into the tiny little window you have. And that takes a lot of fucking poise. It's really tough to do. Quarterback in the NFL is probably the hardest job in sports, just because you have to look at 11 400-pound guys that can run 20 miles an hour and decide how they're going to run at you in the next 3 seconds. And then also figure out where you're going to put this oval-shaped ball downfield about 100 feet in real time. It's tough to do. And Tebow could not do it. But he could, like, miracle flip it playground style. And, like, if somebody got it, the play was usually so fucked up, defenders weren't where they were supposed to be, and so it would work. And once belief takes hold in a locker room, like, this is any sport, you have those scrappy motherfucking, like, world against us guys, and you can actually go a pretty long way just on that and a little bit of talent, which is what they
do. Well, I think they took him behind Mile High Stadium and blew his brains out. Isn't that what happened to him?
That is what happened to him, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It was a 453rd trimester abortion. So he finally got what was coming to him. Sorry if that's a little too risque for your hockey podcast.
But speaking of quarterbacks, I still thought Matthew Stafford was your guy. That's how out of the loop I am. But your new guy is
Jared Goff.
Goff. Oh, hard G.
Yeah. Like a golf. Yeah. 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 We, this is
a good Dutch G.
It's an interesting wrinkle for this weekend's game. The Rams and the Lions traded quarterbacks straight up.
Mm-hmm. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be.
You got some feels?
It's going to be emotional. Yeah. Now Stafford went to the Rams because he wanted a team that was a contender. The Lions were not that. And so the Rams were like, hey, we need a quarterback who's good because we're a contender. The only thing holding us back is our quarterback, Jared Goff. So they sent Goff to the Lions along with a first round draft pick, which the Lions are like, great, we'll hang on to him for a little while until we figure out what we want to do, because we're a bad team, so we don't give a shit who our quarterback is. Stafford went to the Rams, proceeded to instantly win a Super Bowl.
Was that
very
last
good
year?
It was the year before, 2021, against the Bengals.
I feel like no one watched that Super Bowl. Or is that just me? I'm projecting.
I think a lot of people watched that Super Bowl. The Rams are an LA
team. I think I was
going
for Cincy. I like to go for teams that have never won it. But
yeah, and Joe Burrow's a likable quarterback over in the Cincinnati area. So yeah, it would have been nice. It was a lot of plot lines there. But now Stafford's coming back. The Rams are very, very good. But twist, turns out Jared Goff is actually pretty decent as well. So he's got the Lions. They've improved their record every year since he showed up. They won the division this year. They're in the playoffs, a home game. This will be Matthew Stafford's first time, I think, playing in Detroit since he left. Wow. So yeah, it's emotions are running high. The city of Detroit's got a few jersey swap programs where, you know, like car dealership dudes are like, bring in your Matthew Stafford jersey. We'll give you a Jared Goff jersey.
Oh my God.
They're like knockoffs. So you're losing money on this deal, but you know, whatever. People are just pumped up about it.
But there wasn't bad blood when he left.
No. Yeah. It was, you know, we get it, dude. Believe me, no one like Detroit fans understands leaving Detroit so you can find success elsewhere. That's the entire white flight shit, man. Like, fucking, people have fled Detroit for a long ass time, and they'll continue to do so for the foreseeable future.
So before we get into this wild card matchup, what's a team you love to beat or a team you hate to lose against?
That'd be Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers are the worst team in the league. My second favorite team in any given day is whoever's playing Green Bay. So breaks my heart to see that they've... Oh, I fucking hate them. Scani trash, every one of them. Hope they all die of heart attacks. Unfortunately, they also
seem to
lucked into another goddamn quarterback. Jordan Love seems to be pretty decent. He's got them back in the playoffs, even though Aaron Rodgers just left this year and they were supposed to be bad. Turns out they seem pretty good.
Yeah, I thought that was we'll probably have to play them at some point. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, it's totally hilarious.
His Achilles, like the first play.
It was like the fourth play, but that's what all the money you paid for Aaron Rodgers gets you, New York Jets. Congrats. Yeah,
he's cuckoo bananas.
Oh, he's a psychopath. Yeah. Complete dumbass dipshit. He's like the only person in America still bringing up like Anthony Fauci, level of like,
it's 4 years, bro.
He retired 2 years ago. He doesn't even do the shit anymore.
I was going to ask because, growing up, I always thought it was Vikings-Packers because those games are always vicious. But I guess in a division, you don't really have a lot of teams to choose from.
That's true. You know? And also, if you ask a Packers fan who their rival is, they always say the Bears. Like Lions and Vikings fans are like, God, I hate the Packers. And the Packers are like, I don't think about you at all.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, So yeah, hate them. Hate the Browns. Cleveland is kind of a regional rival because they're kind of in the same area of the woods, but also they spent an insane amount of money to get incredibly accused sex criminal Deshaun Watson to be their quarterback. So that's another reason to hate them as well. Though they're also in the playoffs this year because they're playing pretty fun football this year.
Well, it's pretty heartbreaking to be a Lions fan.
Yeah, right? Wouldn't wish it on anybody.
I think, God, when was the last time you won? I know the last time you won a playoff game was in 91, but you guys have been doing it the last couple of years.
I think it was 93, but yeah, it's like 30 years of fucking nothing, which if you're me, a 40-year-old means most of your adult goddamn life.
Well, this wild card matchup, you know, you guys are 12-5.
Yeah.
And the other guys are 10-7.
Yeah.
So you edge them out a bit. But why will they lose? Why will they win on Monday?
Tragically, why they will probably lose on
tradition
on Sunday is tradition. Yes, there's a curse in the building. Matthew Stafford is still a very, very good quarterback. And there's an ongoing issue with the Detroit Lions where their defense sucks ass. So there's a very real possibility that Matt Stafford throws more than 400 yards, maybe more than 500 yards, 7 touchdowns, just blows us out. The only thing that will keep us in the game is if we also have an extremely good offense. So if we also throw 7 touchdowns, we're going to be in it. So it should be an exciting game. It doesn't seem like either team really wants to do much on defense. So
do you have home field advantage, you were saying?
That's right. It's going to be loud as fuck in that building. It would have been loud as fuck either way, but Matthew Stafford coming home, it's going to be unhinged. There will probably be deaths.
Yeah. Well, I know in all sports, gambling pervades, you know, there's gambling ads on the ice in hockey, you know, it's gambling ads, this, that. I'm sure it's like
real repulsive shit. Yeah. We hate it.
But if you look at the Vegas odds on who's going to win this game on Monday, what do you think Lions are at?
I'm not sure. I think they've got the Lions as maybe a 3-point advantage just because of the home factor. But, that usually just means it's an even split. 3 points is usually just the home advantage in anything. So if someone's a 3-point favorite, it's usually because they're a home team, and that's otherwise they're evenly matched, which I think would be fair.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll see Monday. What time Monday?
They play Sunday evening.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. My phone is European, so it adjusts automatically.
Yeah, time zone wise, it'll be Monday for you.
Yeah.
Monday very, very early, I believe, for you. But Sunday evening, I think it's like the 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern. It'll be the late game on Sunday. There will be nothing else on Sunday evening except for this game. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. And before we get into our quiz.
Oh, shit.
I just want to ask, what will it mean for your team to win it all the way? And why should they? Why should your team win, Kai?
Oh, homie, if the Lions win the Super Bowl, it's going to be like I will be unreachable for at least a week. It'll be like the Cubs. It'll be like when the Cubs won the World Series, you know, like people will be writing family members who died and never saw the mountaintop on like walls and shit.
It's like getting drunk in graveyards.
Yeah, it'll be another. The city of Detroit will burn, but like in a good way, you know, with joy. It'd mean everything like that. That town is America's like tragic brother who like had a heroin addiction and hasn't quite got it figured out. But like, this would be everything.
Well, especially with how the Pistons are doing, you guys need to like,
we didn't have to bring up the Pistons on this podcast. That's not what we were talking about. You specifically told me we would not bring that up. This interview is over. Gutter Mike.
Shit. Okay. Let's just get into this mini quiz I threw together.
Let's see what we got.
Okay. What year did they become a club?
34.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct.
Nice.
What were they originally called?
Oh, I love old-timey sports teams names. It's probably something like the Akron Groomsmen.
The Portsmouth Spartans, and they were
Nice.
located in Ohio, and they formed in 1930.
Okay, all right,
So
yeah.
then they got flipped over pretty quick. All right, you one for one, not bad.
Nice.
Okay, what's the name of their mascot?
That's Rory.
Rory. How do you like Rory? Is he a good hype man?
He's perfectly averaged.
Is he good with the
He's no
shocker, the
gritty,
t-shirt
but
gun?
he's fine. Yeah. He can shoot the t-shirt cannon just fine, but he's a lion in a Detroit Lions jersey. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing unexpected with Rory. You're
Yeah,
not going to get any
it's like
controversy.
it's the janitor and he's the mascot. It's
Yeah. Here's an extra $20 to
yeah.
put on the suit.
Yeah. You get free hot dogs all season. Put the head on.
Now, discounted.
All right, let's switch it up a little bit. Okay, two for two, not bad. Okay, which Motown soul singer tried out for the Lions in 1970?
Aretha.
Ah,
I'm just kidding.
running.
It's
Yeah.
I saw Aretha when we went and saw the Lions in 2016, and Aretha did the national anthem, and she made it last like
OMG.
8 minutes long at this huge grand piano, pearl white,
That's
in a
amazing.
enormous fur coat. Yeah, it was great. It was like one of the highlights of my Lions life is seeing Aretha live.
She died the next day.
Probably. And
R.I.P. legend.
Tim Allen did the coin flip.
Oh,
Another Detroit legend.
I'm gonna refrain from. I was gonna do
Who?
the Tool Time voice, but I won't.
Oh?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to bleep that
That's very, very erotic, I know.
out.
Let's go with Marvin Gaye, Mr.
Ding,
Motown.
ding, ding. You
Fuck
got it.
yeah. They should have put him behind center. That's
Yeah.
all-time quarterback right there, Marvin Gaye.
And this, you already revealed the answer without me letting you know. But what shade of blue is the official team color?
Honolulu blue,
Yeah,
baby.
Honolulu blue. I like it. I like it.
It's a beautiful blue.
So you're doing good. You're 4 for 4, 5 for 5. I'm not paying attention. 4 for 4. Okay, so now we're gonna reach into the vault here. What was the nickname of cornerback Dick Lane?
That's Night Train Lane. One of the
Night
all-time
Train
great
Lane.
Detroit nicknames, Calvin Johnson Megatron, and then Night Train Lane. Oh yeah.
I fell down a Night Train rabbit hole.
Was
Y'all,
gonna say, are we talking about Night Train now? Because
yeah. No, go to
you
his
can't even.
Wikipedia page. It's a wild ride. Let me just read a sentence from his Wikipedia page.
I'm ready.
Okay. Abandoned at birth in 1928, his parents were a prostitute and a pimp. His father went by the name Texas Slim. He was found covered in newspaper in a dumpster. Humble beginnings.
Very humble, but you know what? That's Detroit, baby. You know? That's
And
what
an
Matthew Stafford was similar.
so more about Dick Lane, though. He was known for his ferocious tackles, and he had a tackle named after him called the Night Train Necktie.
Which is illegal. You cannot
Yeah,
do that anymore.
because of him, they had to, change up the rules there. He would grab you by the face mask and give
Also
you like
illegal.
a hangman, decapitation, and also fun fact, he was married to Dinah Washington, jazz
Oh, good
blues
for
legend. Yeah.
him.
Well,
Yeah.
she was married like 10 times, so I don't know which number he was, but cool.
You know what? Maybe number 8 on the official forms, but number 1 in our hearts.
Okay. All right, you're hitting him out of the park. So let's do which Lions player starred the movie Crazy Legs as himself?
I don't know. Let's go with Charlie Batch.
Elroy Hirsch.
Oh, all right.
More fun facts about him. He starred in a couple other movies. You're a movie guy. He starred in Zero Hour, which was the inspo for the movie Airplane. Well, one of them. The pilot
Oh, that's
ate
right.
rotten
Zero
meat.
Hour. Yep.
Yeah. So,
Which is
Crazy
based on a
Legs.
real thing. Like Japanese Airlines from like Alaska to Japan had an actual incident where like everybody got food poisoning and like doo-dooed in their pants. And the like it was so bad the like CEO or vice president or whatever of that Japanese airline killed himself. It's like a ritual seppuku.
I dishonor everybody.
That's himself. Right. They had to, they didn't include that part in Airplane, but they should have. Yeah,
they should have. All right, next question. Which player supposedly put a 50-year curse on the Detroit Lions?
That's Bobby Lane.
Bobby Lane, correct.
Yeah.
So this leads into my next question. The curse supposedly ended in 2008, and what was their record that year?
Oh, 2008. What was that? That wasn't the 0-16 year, was it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. It really feels ended. Let me tell you, the curse feels like the curse isn't gone until we win a fucking championship. You know what I mean? Like, you can say that it's ended, whatever they want, but till we get the ring, that curse is still fucking on that building.
I remember that season, 0-16.
I remember it as well. I put money on every single game for the Lions to win. I was like, they're due. Folks, they were not due. And I lost a lot of money.
I remember a guy on the internet. He got a tattoo, 0-16. Die hard.
That's a good tattoo. Yeah. That, you know what? History. You know, it's. I respect it.
Next question. Which player died during a game on October 24th, 1971?
Oh, I don't remember this dude's name, but yeah, in addition to the players we've had paralyzed, we're also, I believe, the only team in the league to have somebody die on the field.
Do you know how he died?
I do not.
Give you partial credit. Okay, his name was Chuck Hughes, and he had a heart attack.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing that they had with Damar Hamlin, where he got like hit in the chest and it just caused cardiac arrhythmia, I think. Yeah. Otherwise, it's the 70s, so he was probably on like a world-class mountain of blow and alcohol and was just like, I'm ready to play
smoking
football,
at
coach.
Halftime, drinking a beer on the side.
They didn't have the cortisol yet, so it was just like do a bump and get back out there.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, I think even in those days, people still had like jobs during the year or in the summer.
Yeah, they were their own water boys. Yeah. They had to sweep up the field after they were done. Yeah, yeah. R.I.P. Chuck Hughes.
Yeah. So who was paralyzed?
There are a couple of dudes.
Multiple?
Multiple, yeah. And this is something that's covered in the Bye Bye Barry documentary as well. But I can pull it up here. Paralyzed Detroit Lions. Go. Mike Utley. And then I don't have the other one, but Mike Utley is the most recent one. 91, I want to say.
Oh, damn. Is he still around? Is that a dumb
question? Oh, yeah, yeah. He's still alive. Oh, okay. He's still doing stuff, but it is what it is.
It's
an exceptionally dangerous fucking game that should be outlawed.
Yeah.
Frankly.
So I've noticed that the helmet technology has changed in the last couple seasons. Have you noticed that? The front, they have, it's like, it's more, can take an impact. I mean, it's still, you're fucked, you know, like.
Yeah. And that's the thing is there's a concussion isn't like somebody hitting the outside of your head and it hurt. It's your brain sloshing around inside of your skull, which the helmet has nothing to do with whether that happens or not.
Yeah.
You know, like no matter how nice the outside of your car is, you still move around inside of it when you get into a crash. That's why you have to put a seatbelt on. And since they can't put a seatbelt on these people's brains, concussions are and will forever be a part of this game.
Yeah. I think they should go back to like the leather helmets of like the 30s.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean, well, I just feel like, I don't know, 15 years ago now, I forget how old I'm getting, but they had to change rule, you know, like leading with your head. Players were using the helmet as like a weapon to stop players.
And they
players.
Still do. You can get tossed from a game for it, but it's still a big part of tackling. They're like, now lead with your shoulder, but what's in front of your shoulder when you tackle? Your head.
Yeah.
Reggie Brown, I found it, was the other Detroit Lion who also got paralyzed and stopped breathing on the field for a few. So, yeah, a rich tradition.
Yeah, my God. Anyway, next question.
Yeah.
Kids don't play this sport, all right?
Oh,
Flag football.
My kid ain't playing this motherfucking sport.
Fantasy football.
It can play basketball or baseball or otherwise, like, get into tennis,
tennis,
bro.
yeah. All right, so my last question here is, Barry Sanders recorded how many consecutive 100-yard games?
Ooh, I don't know. At a stab.
This was in 97.
Yeah, let's go with 11.
Higher.
13.
Higher.
For our audience, Katie is doing the thumbs up thing. She's guiding me to it. 25.
14.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, not bad. 7 for 8. You know, I guess you really do like this team.
They're pretty good. Well, they're pretty bad. But that's at this point, it's the sunken cost fallacy where I'm just like, I have to stick with them until they win it all.
Yeah.
Probably this year. They're going to the bowl. They're going to win it too. And then, we'll see where we're at for next season.
Yeah.
Gotta get that defense up.
That's pretty much it. I just have one more. I was going to ask this before the quiz, but my notes are all jumbled. Oops. I'm sorry. But what's your jersey lid situation? I see you're decked out right now.
Oh, I have so many jerseys. I don't buy jerseys anymore because it's all put out by Fanatics, who do a terrible job of making apparel. I've got my Calvin Johnson one on right now. I have a Matthew Stafford one, which I won't be wearing this weekend. I've got a Golden Tate jersey because I loved Golden Tate. He was with the team for like 3 years max, but he was a lot of fun while he was. Of course, I have a Barry jersey. An Ndamukong Suh jersey. I love Ndamukong Suh, the defensive lineman we used to have, who was famous mostly for stomping on Aaron Rodgers long after the play was over and getting suspended for it. But he hated that man, and I do too. So forever a legend. They should put a statue of him stomping on Aaron Rodgers in front of Ford Field, and I would kiss its feet every day on my way into the game.
Well, no, in hockey, the last couple of years, they're like reinventing jerseys constantly. So they have like reverse retro or, you know, stuff like that. Is the NFL doing anything like that?
Yeah, the NFL does throwbacks as well. The Lions are, it's only certain teams get to do them every year so they can kind of keep it fresh. So like 5 teams a year get to do jersey stuff. The Lions will get to do theirs next year. They got to do a new helmet this year, which is pretty baller.
Their logo's virtually been untouched. I mean, you guys got eyes recently.
But no, the starter jacket's still the old lion on the tight, back. Nice. So still no eye. It's, you know.
Well, I also like the original logo, too, with the guy, like,
riding
two lions. I think that would be a sweet jersey to have.
Yeah, so we'll see what they come up with. There's also rumors that they're going to go to, like, black and white, which is kind of like the Raiders deal. So I don't know if that'd be a little less imaginative, but it is what it is. We'll see what the jersey situation isn't great in the league these days. So,
yeah. All right, Kai, that's all I got. Thanks so much. And, you know, I'm rooting for you guys.
Thanks. It's America's team.
Skin in this game. So
I'm hoping for a Cleveland Detroit Super Bowl or the least watched Super Bowl of all time. You know what I mean?
No one would give a shit. Everyone will turn out for Detroit. I think, you know, it's just one of those teams that has that reputation of losing all the time. So,
homie, if Detroit makes it to the Super Bowl, I will be in Detroit for the Super Bowl. They're playing the game in Las Vegas, but I want to be a part of setting that town on fire.
Oh, nice.
and exercising the curse. So, we've already talked to the wife. We're going to Detroit. If Detroit goes to the Super Bowl, we'll do it big.
Well, good.
They
luck
probably
with
that. Won't make it, but they should. I think they ought to. They'll probably have to beat some awful teams on the way. So,
all right. Well, good luck. Make sure you buy your beer so you don't have to go to Wisconsin to buy it.
That's right. Yeah, I never spend a nickel in Wisconsin.
Fucking Wisconsin cheese.
Gas up before I cross the border, and then gas up again in Chicago. All right. Thanks for having me, Katie. This is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Kai. Bye.
Go Lions.